Waking Up Next to You, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is The Weeknd Breakfast.
But it's also
Jimmy and Nate. Here
we go. Oh, that's it. Straight a Sunday coming at your lookout. Welcome to the end of your week. Welcome to the show. We are Jimmy and Nate. It is a pleasure. As always, Jim.
As we always say, Nath, it's always a pleasure.
Never a bore.
Okay, you're right. It's definitely not boring.
Certainly not boring, mate. Especially pre-show when you and I and producer Rex Benny is filling in for producer Grace and Trial Trin, who are both
filling
still
in.
Sick.
Filling in. No, he's got the gig.
More like replacing, am I right, Rex Benny?
You're so right.
Replacement, Ben. It's his new nickname.
More like O-Ben the door because he's coming right in, isn't he, the big fella?
I've kicked it down.
We emceed a game of AFL. I won't say what two teams. We could have been anywhere. But yesterday, Ben, people were chatting to us and they went, oh, your producers are away. And yeah, that Ben fella in. Because we put some videos up. You can see on the Instagram, yeah. At Jimmy Nate. And a couple of people went, geez, he's a big fella, isn't he?
Certainly am.
I mean, he was leaning into the camera.
One little kid was like, you better listen to what producer Ben has to say, otherwise he'll eat you.
I did fill up the frame pretty well, didn't I? Yeah. I need to take a step back.
Yeah, just so you know, if you check out the videos at Jimmy Nath, I edited them yesterday. Ben was so close that I tried to zoom in on me and Nath. At one stage, I had all three of us zoomed in the same way. I'm like, this looks weird. And I couldn't zoom out Ben's anymore. That was like,
Ben,
as far as it goes.
Your video was so zoomed in, you could make out individual follicles of your beard. We started naming the hairs.
You couldn't even see the top of his head. And you can see this big grey Boston Celtics. People, geez, a big bloke. Oh, it's massive.
I'll take a step back today.
Well, you were on the air last night as well around the country.
Yeah,
the Saturday Night Party playlist. How did that go, mate?
Really good.
Yeah?
Love being on air.
People.
Saturday night.
Yeah, love being on air. Not so much producing.
Ben messaged us late yesterday afternoon. He goes, oh, boys, you know how I produced for you? I came into the phones. Any chance you can come in for me?
We were asleep, so I didn't reply.
Radio silence.
Or is it this dancing juice?
Bruno Mars.
Who cares, baby?
Sunday morning. Live across Australia, you got your boys, Jimmy and Nath. Keep updated, guys, on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. You can check it out.
Just quickly, Nath, have you seen the news about Bruno Mars coming to Australia?
Oh, I've heard rumours of this. I didn't know it was locked in.
It's not confirmed. There's just a lot of rumours that he will be paid to fly to Australia for a one-off or two-night gig at the reopening of the Sydney Football Stadium.
Yeah, wow. That'd be huge. That's a big get.
Yeah, so he'll come here just for that. Mm. Two shows, whether it's on the same day or Saturday,
stay and watch some like rugby league.
Well, there's, without getting too into it, the people behind the Everest, which is a horse race thing, they're upset because that's when the dates are allegedly the same day as that.
Oh, the world's richest horse race
and
or something?
The guy who runs it, he's a bloke by the name of Peter Vallandis.
Oh, Peter Vallandis.
He's come out and said that this is true. This is not a bit. He said, the people that love horse racing love Bruno Mars and you shouldn't make them choose.
Well, Bruno, you can do a few different performances.
I don't know how much...
Everyone upset at the G going, he loves AFL too.
Dog racing. Guys!
They're like, what about hockey?
100 metre runners? Why does he come watch us? But that's not what I'm doing. Nathan, a man has been charged for allegedly stealing petrol across Adelaide for months.
Oh.
The 33-year-old is accused of filling up and driving off without paying on multiple occasions.
Can't do that, mate.
But so petrol prices are high. This bloke did it 17 times.
17 times to fill up.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's all alleged.
He hits the courts tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Is it a different petrol station or are they 17 different petty stations? Because surely...
A couple of double ups. Okay. Obviously on the way to or from work.
That's to change his route to work a few times.
But yeah, he's got this blue Mazda Ute.
Mm.
And allegedly, the videos I've seen, he just pulls in,
fills it
in, puts it back.
It's out of there.
But it's not like, it's not like he's got a hoodie on.
He's not being secretive or anything.
He's not like running off. It's very nonchalant of...
Right, okay. So he's probably like a first-time criminal.
Mm.
Well, 17 times now, so he's...
He's up there. Maybe the video I saw was later on. Early days, he was like sneaking around.
Yeah, now he's
put some in a jerry can. Now he's just like
14 onwards. He's like, well, no, it's got me yet anyway.
They are exclusive. They are limited edition.
Oh my God!
They are very exclusive.
Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Up Early Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick, and these are Mick's Mugs.
Yeah, that's right, Australia. It's called Mick's Mugs. Every time we start a new job, my old man, Big Mickey Jim, he's made the team mugs. He designs them himself. He then sends them to his mug guy after he's made them on paint. And nobody else can give these away. Nobody else has them. They are precious. They are limited edition. And there are not many left. I think we only have a handful of these mugs left. So if you want one, 131060.
Yeah. We were having a chat last week as a team. And it looks like, yeah, Nath went to the prize cupboard.
Yes. The vault for
the
these.
Vault, sorry, yeah.
There's a vault.
Went to Gringotts.
Yeah,
went past the gremlins. What are they?
Goblins?
Goblins. I knew it was G.
Mm.
Goblin.
No, I think it's like a turkey. We've got protective turkeys protecting the mugs.
Yeah, don't worry. Jimmy and that stuff's protected by turkeys.
Yeah.
Bush turkeys.
Yeah, well, we can't afford them because we spent all our money on the mix mugs.
this is one of your last chances.
Yeah.
Once they're done.
They're done. Until we get a new job and Dad goes again.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking to get a new job soon.
No, exactly right.
I mean, unless it's a promotion.
Well, you say right.
I just don't feel like that's going to happen.
Well, this is the thing. He only makes a limited amount, and the only way you can score one of these, if you call right now, 131060, and you've got to prove you deserve one. We can't just throw them out willy-nilly, because then people who don't deserve an exclusive limited edition Mick mug, they end up getting one. And it sits in the cupboard. We need people who are going to promise to use this every day. Last week we had Abby from Tassie who smashed four mugs on the ground.
It was three mugs?
No, because she did three at once in the last one.
Right. Yeah, it was four in total.
Yeah, four in total.
My mistake.
She smashed four mugs. That was the commitment to get herself a Mick mug. We've had people who said they will never speak to another radio show regarding mugs ever again.
That one's a little harder to prove.
Very difficult to prove, but we take your word for it.
We're a big take your word for it team. So 100%. Whatever you say, we'll believe.
They are exclusive. They are limited edition.
Oh my God!
They are very exclusive.
Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Up Early Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick, and these are Mick's Mugs.
Yeah, that's right, Australia. It's Mick's Mugs. Every time we start a new job, my old man, Big Mickey, he's made the team mugs, which he designs himself. He sends them off to his mug guy, and there is a limited run. We give them out to the most deserving people around the country. They've got to prove it, Jim. They've got to prove it. We can't just hand them out to people.
You're right.
People need to earn them.
They do.
Ronnie from Harvey Bay has called through. Hello, Ronnie. Welcome to the show.
How you going, brother?
Mate, we're going all right. Now, why do you think you deserve a Mick mug?
Because I've got an ugly mug, so any mug would be better than mine.
That's why we're in radio, Ronnie.
Ronnie, do you have any mugs at the moment?
I've got about 12 in my collection. I think if you start your day with a coffee and it's a different one every day, it makes you smile.
Oh, I love that. Can you, good. Ronnie, talk to us. What are some of the mugs you've got at the moment?
I've got one the shape of Bart Simpson. I've got a Homer mug. I've got, my best one's probably Margaret Thatcher. That came from my mum.
Okay, Margaret Thatcher mug.
She's one of the only ones that's a bit uglier mug than mine, I suppose.
That's true. She's very unfortunate.
So, Ronnie, you're a mug. You sound like you're a mug collector.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, now, you've said that your favourite is the Margaret Thatcher mug.
But definitely.
If we were to give you one of these exclusive limited edition Mick mugs, will that instantly become your favourite?
I think so.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
If you can fill it with scotch or coffee, it'll be great.
You can fill it with both, Ronnie.
You could do whatever you want with it, Ronnie. Once we give it to you, you can fill it with whatever you want. That's the beauty of the mug. Okay.
Well, that sounds great.
Ronnie, where do you keep your mugs?
I keep them on display. I've got a glass cabinet.
Yeah, you're so right, Jim.
I don't want to, Nathan. I mean, it's your decision. Your dad's Mick. Mick makes the mugs, but yeah. I don't want to tell you what to do.
Well, you're just as much a part of this. So, as my consultant,
I'm more like the jury.
Yeah, I'm the judge. You're the jury.
Yeah.
So technically, you're the one who makes the decision. You've just got to tell me.
I don't know how courts work, mate. I'm not going to get into that, but I'll just tell you what I'm
thinking. The jury's out.
The jury is out.
Ronnie, you're on trial here, mate. Did you...
Order. I don't feel like it.
Order! Order, Ronnie! Order!
Hey, I'm the judge. No way.
I haven't had a morning coffee yet. Yeah.
He has had a
morning. Waiting on this mug, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ronnie, if you do get it, it'll be 5 to 6 working days.
Will you two shut up? I'm trying to tell Nate that I
want to I've been waiting longer for stuff on eBay. That's all right.
Give him the mug.
All right, Ronnie, you know what?
Yep.
You're getting the Mick mug, buddy. Well done!
Ah, legend!
Well done, mate.
You guys rock.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Yeah, look, Producer Grace, unfortunately, still away, so...
Gossip Ben.
I'm back.
In the house.
It's come back for round 2, guys. Did so well yesterday.
That's how good he's going.
You had me back.
We didn't have a choice.
There was no one else willing to work on a Sunday morning. But here I am.
And you're doing a phenomenal job, mate, as just, always.
Look, there is actually producers. I actually feel bad because there's probably producers who, you know, looking to start their producing career. And we went, no, we're going to pay our friend to hang out.
There'd be so many up-and-coming producers.
Yeah. They were like, Jimmy, we'll work Sunday. I went,
a national show, that'd be sick. No, we're just going to invite our friend in.
Our boss, Sonda's like, is Ben got producing skills? We're like, yes.
Yeah.
Have you heard his gossip segment?
Bloody amazing.
I produce my workday shift during the week.
You do your own phone.
That's it.
Oh, God. Yeah. God. One-stop shop, eggs, Benny.
That's
what do you got for us, big dog?
Complex. They've released the list for the highest-paid Hollywood stars so far this year.
I like this.
Okay, this is huge.
Who do you think's the top dog on the list?
Well, these are movies that have come out and just about to come out, I believe.
Yes.
So production in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it has to be the old fella.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be Tommy Cruise, surely.
Tommy Cruise.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He charges a mozza too for all his stuff.
100 mil he's made this year in 2022.
Is that not? That's not just for Top Gun. He's been
that was there. Just for Top Gun.
Just Top Gun. $100 million.
That's bonkers. That movie.
It's a great movie.
It just made the top 10 highest grossing films of all time.
Yeah.
So I feel like whatever company made that, they're like, okay, we get our money back.
The investment's
worth
it.
That's a huge risk when you're paying one bloke $100 million.
Miles Teller's doing it for a free lunch.
He wants a third one. I don't blame him.
Yeah, bloody bring it back. Would. Okay, that's huge.
Leo, we love Leo.
Yeah. Mm.
30 mil. So there's a huge difference between...
$70 million drop off.
Yeah.
And Leo's like, what's has he even won Academy Award? No.
Has he? Yeah, I thought he did.
Oh,
he win a Wolf of Wall Street or something?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Leo.
No, I said, has Tom Cruise won?
Oh, I thought you said... I think you went, has he won?
No, you're right. I went. No. Has Tom Cruise won an Oscar? No,
he hasn't.
No.
Well, he might now.
He's won a few Golden Globes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't if you win the Globe, isn't that supposed to be an indication that you'll win the Oscar?
It certainly is.
It's supposed to be a tester. So he's won a few Globes, but never...
Not for Thomas Cruise.
So 70 mil. What's Leo been in? Oh, that Up. That Don't Look Up?
No. I think it's a new movie called Killers of the Flower Moon, Sunflower or something. It's a Scorsese movie. It's supposed to be really good.
Okay.
That's all right. He got 30 million for that. It's already been filmed.
30 million via 100 mil.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's always up there, isn't he, the big fella?
22.5 mil.
See, they're all like 30, 22, and then Tom's like, I need 100 to
do $100 million.
Top Gun. Was he? And like, wasn't Tom like one of the... I'm pretty sure like he was one of the producers. Right, we're going to need to pay Tom Cruise 100 million. Tom, that's you.
Tom, are you talking in third person? Yes, but Tom does a great job.
He does the stunts too.
Yeah, true. They're saving money on a stunt double.
Mm.
I don't know how expensive stunt doubles are, though.
I would argue not that much compared to real actors. My apologies to all the stunt doubles out there.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Dwayne and Leo, that's around the same.
Is there anyone that surprised you on the list?
Vin Diesel. He's number 4.
Vin Diesel?
What's he in besides Fast and the Furious?
I think that's what he got.
That's it.
Fast and Furious. How much did he get paid?
20 mil.
For Vin Diesel?
for Vin Diesel.
Yeah, but he's
the
not
bald dude who drives the cars.
But he's not going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're like, Vin, we're making a
number 11.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, what's the offer? A mil. Oh, okay.
I'll do it.
I mean, let me look to the calendar. Oh, that's right. Nothing.
Nathan, I want to ask now, 131060, what's your hack?
What's your hack?
What's your hack?
Hey, hackers, 131060.
No, I'm not looking for hackers, mate. I'm not a fan of those.
Well, what if they've got a hacking hack?
I don't want it.
You know what I mean? Like Shift F3
no,
and you can...
I don't want it. I'm glad you've asked the question because we figured out that... Eggs Benny, just so you know, you're aware now, I don't want hackers.
Yeah.
No hackers.
No
Duh.
Hackers.
Duh.
Yeah, sorry.
Pretty God, obvious.
Nath.
Oh. All right, yeah, do you think we're excluding part of the audience?
We are. Shivy's come out very strongly against hackers. Nath, the new TikTok airport travel hack has gone viral after passengers claim it's a unique way to sneak extra luggage onto your flight. And it's via a pillowcase.
Oh.
So, yes, the trend took off.
Oh, clever.
After users on TikTok began filling empty pillowcases with clothes, showing themselves successfully sneaking extra luggage onto flights without being caught. Now, if you do look at, if you ever read your airport T's and C's, you probably don't. You just click through or you just check
I've
in or whatever.
I've never read a T's and C's in my life of anything.
Well, I didn't, but I dated a flight attendant for a while, so I'm across it.
Okay.
But most flights do allow you to take some sort of pillow on a flight with
right,
you.
Right, okay, good.
Most people buy the neck, you know, the neck pillows
well,
at the airport.
Well, that's what I thought. Mm. I don't normally see people with full pillows. I normally have those super uncomfortable neck ones.
I'm actually a fan of the neck ones.
Really?
I've never owned one.
Oh, I hate them. I hate them so much.
Why do you hate them?
I just think they're so uncomfortable.
So people who are fans of neck pillows?
Don't call through. We're slowly making sure people don't call the show. Right, even when I look at people with the neck pillows, I go, you can't be comfortable.
All right, so...
when they're asleep, I'm like, are you really?
No hackers, no neck people.
Yeah.
Neck people.
Neck people. Anyone with a neck, don't you dare call.
Ben, is anyone you don't want to call?
Especially not those two people.
And don't get me started on hackers who wear neck pillows.
Oh, while they're sitting there in their hacking chair going, oh, this is so comfy. No, it's not.
So, again, most flights do allow you to take a pillow on. For some reason, people choose the neck pillows, but you can take pillows. So what people have been doing is they empty the pillow at home, whether it be some stuffing or just, you know, it's just a pillowcase. They fill it up with clothes so it's quite soft and take it on. They can sleep on it so it's still comfortable. And then when you get to your destination, you just unzip your pillow and you've got a bunch more clothes.
That's clever. That is very clever.
Love this.
Yeah. They're the people I want to talk to.
And who came up with that? Like, that's... You know what I mean? I'm always impressed by hacks. I'm like, who was the first person to go, hang on?
Yeah, to do that.
Do you guys have any hacks? Nath, you got a hack?
Well, I've got a hacking hack, but you've banned that from
no,
the show.
Sorry,
so.
No. Ben?
using like an apple corer on potatoes to make chips.
Oh, okay.
There
so you plonk it in the middle and then it just, how does it work?
Whoever you like, just use the corer.
Yeah, and then instant chips.
Instant chips.
Oh. That's...
Saves you from cutting
That's
them.
Benny.
Did you come up with that?
You see it somewhere.
I saw it somewhere.
Yeah.
Huh. You could have lied then. Would have backed
I'm
you
an
in.
Honest guy. Yeah.
So true.
I love that.
Not really a hack. Just don't wash your clothes. Saves you time.
No, it's a time
saver. It's a time saving hack.
Water.
Time saving hack.
Save money on pods.
Absolutely.
What's that smell?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Australia, only me and Eggs Benny have to put up with all stinky days.
Spending lots of money on deodorant.
All right, Australia, 131060, give us a call. We want to know what's your hack. What have you figured out? What's your secret thing? We'd love for you to share it with us, and you can keep it a secret by just using a very soft voice.
Yeah, no one else will hear it.
Nath, I've just asked 131060, what's your hack? This is after I saw the same hack a bunch of times on TikTok. It's just people emptying pillowcases at home, filling it with clothes, taking it on airplanes. It doesn't get checked. It doesn't get weighed. Sleeping on it. And then when they get to the destination, unzip it and extra clothes.
It works on so many levels because it's not something uncomfortable that you've got to stuff into an overhead locker. No, you can sleep on it.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Good.
And I just love hacks. And Nath, you and I were just chatting off air because, I mean, I asked you. I said, do you have a hack? And then you went, oh, you made a joke.
I never
like,
have
I've
hacks.
Got a hack.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I don't have one either.
Mm.
And that's why I wanted to do this, because I don't have...
I've never come up with a hack.
No.
And I
never use anything.
I don't even use hacks.
I go, oh, this is...
I never have people around a dinner table talking about their hacks. I go, oh, I'm a bit less...
Well, I think here, you and I...
Right,
producer Eggs Benny had a hack. You and I don't have hacks.
Why are we no hack guys?
big idiots.
It's because we're late. Because we did the long way for everything.
Yeah, so I don't want to learn anything.
Smart.
I don't want to learn anything new. I've learned. I know what I know. I'm at that age. I just don't care anymore.
Old dog, new tricks. Yeah. Alicia from Toowoomba. Hi, Leash. Oh, we got you, Alicia.
Yep.
Okay, what's your hack?
My dog used to eat his food really fast, so I turned his bowl upside down and put the food underneath it. So now he has to move it slower because he can't just grab a whole mouthful anymore.
Right. So he's got to nudge the bowl up with his nose and get little bits out.
He's got to lick the biscuits out of the underneath of it.
Okay.
Oh, so you're putting it in the bottom of the bowl?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Sorry, I thought you just fill the bowl up, then flip it upside
down. No, that's what I thought. Isn't that what you're saying? You turn it upside down?
The bowl is upside down.
Yeah, but she's filling the top.
In the bowl.
Right, yeah. Okay.
She's not so filling up the bowl while it's right way up and flipping it over.
Okay, and you're not flipping it over. No. Yeah, right.
It's like, this is why we're not hack guys.
Yeah, I know. Well,
so you're filling up the top of the bowl. Yeah, so he's got to try and lick and get into like the edges of the bowl.
Yeah.
Ah, and is it working, Alicia?
Definitely. He's eating a lot slower now.
That's good.
That's good. That's a good hack.
See, we don't have a dog, so we need to get a dog, and then we can use that hack.
You didn't really understand what was happening.
I still don't. Rose. Rose from Shepparton. Rose, you got a hack for us?
Yes, I do. I like to stick doona buttons in the corners of my doona. And then the holes on the doona cover, so you don't have to get up every morning and fix your doona cover on your doona.
Right.
You have to talk me through this, Rose. I am confused.
Well, it holds each corner in place. You know how doona's always bunched to the bottom of the cover?
Yeah.
And you've got to shake it out. It holds them in place perfectly.
Oh, so you're using the buttons on the cover to go through the actual doona itself?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good hack. That's one I might use.
Yeah. So did you come up with this, Rose, or you just saw it somewhere?
I have, as far as I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I wasn't so lazy, I would have made a company out of it, but ish.
Yeah, you know. Well,
welcome to our life, Rose.
Rose, I came up with Instagram when I was on Facebook once, and I was like, there's just too much writing. I was like, imagine something where you could just upload photos. Rose, I'd never made it, and then eventually Instagram came out.
Yeah, and now look at you, buddy, stuck doing radio.
Gone. Yeah.
Now you're doing radio.
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
It's the best outcome.
Yeah, that's the thing. Who needs Instagram? You know what I mean?
What do you do for a living, Rose?
What do you do for a living, Rose?
I do childcare.
See, that's better. You're shaping the young minds of the future. That's better than any doona hack company.
Yep. Inventive minds and all that.
Yeah, see that? Have you ever told the kids this hack, Rose?
I think they're a little too young.
They're a little too young, Nathan.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone involved. This is just a have a go at Nate segment. Jared from Queensland. Hi, Jared.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, bro. You got a hack for us?
So when you have a kid on an airplane, you're allowed to take two oversized pieces of stuff. And so you can take high chairs or whatever. But we take a porta cot and a car seat in a cover, and similar to the pillow hack, you can just shove stuff in there so you can have free, because it's not weighed.
Okay, so you don't take the porta cot or the thing?
No, you take the porta cot so your kid can sleep somewhere, but
yeah.
it's easy to shove stuff in there so you can.
Okay.
Yeah, it's extra luggage.
And they don't weigh it?
They don't weigh it, they just chuck it on.
I love that. That's a good hack.
There's so many airport hacks going around. That's great. Jared, have you only got one little one or you got a couple?
Oh, we got two, yeah.
Did you have your second one so you could get more luggage on planes?
That's one of the reasons, yeah.
Jacinta. Hi, Jacinta.
Yeah, hi.
Wrap things up for us. You got a hack for us?
Yeah, I do. After you do your washing and you bring your washing in from your sheets, your fitted sheets and your flat sheets, you fold it all up and then you put it in the pillowcase and then you put the pillowcase in the linen cupboard.
Oh, so it's like an organisational thing, saves a bit of space.
Yeah. Space, time, you're not going through looking for...
Oh, matching the sets and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, that is really good. I get like sheets out and then I'm like, where's the other sheet? Where's the pillowcase that matches that sheet? That's a game changer.
That's good because all my sheets, doonas, pillowcase, they're all different colours. You know,
and they're
right?
Unwashed.
Yeah.
Live from somewhere around Australia, it's time for your very own Jimmy and Nate Forrest.
Sunday.
Take it away, boys.
Oh, Australia, very good morning to you. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy Nate family. Of course, welcome to Sunday, guys. Just a pleasure. Pleasure being here.
Absolute pleasure. Just quickly, Nate, got a few messages yesterday from people.
Okay.
The good people who listened to the show just saying, hey, there's no podcast. Well,
we're down two producers. And instead of bringing a producer in to help, we brought our friend in, Eggs Benny. Hey, Eggs.
Was I meant to cut that up?
No, you're doing, you just stay there smiling
because you look great.
Just so people know what Eggs Benny's doing, he answers the phones when we need people to answer phones. Then when we're not doing that, he sits in the studio with us. We have a laugh. We have a catch up. We haven't seen him in a while. It does bring some gossip.
Yeah.
It's just a fun time.
Life updates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're essentially going to coffee with a friend. With a little bit of radio in there, too.
Well, I mean, just so you know, there's another mate of ours, Alan Christensen, used to play for the Geelong Cats, Brisbane Lions. You have radio experience. He was the next choice.
Yeah. He wasn't even going to answer phones.
Yeah. He goes, I'll come in and hang out with this.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. Well, we'll get Alan as well. You and Alan outside.
It's like we're just going out for a lad's lunch, really.
Just hanging out with their friends. And you know who else are our friends?
Who?
Australia.
Oh, every single one of you listeners, you're our friend. But we apologise for the podcast situation.
I'm currently doing it now.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
You're doing it now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, producer Jim on the ones and twos.
I'm back, guys.
Look out.
It's not just digital Jim. Did the videos yesterday. I'm doing the podcast today. I've even done the show art for Saturday and Sunday shows.
Oh, some of the best art I've ever seen.
Mm.
That's good art. Look at you. God, you're wearing a few hats today, aren't you?
I do love my hats.
You do. You're a hat guy. All right, guys, on the way for your 8 a.m., another chance to score an Amazon Alexa Echo Smart speaker. Dad Jokes Sundays returns.
Oh, God, I've got to get dad jokes.
Lado, big energy, Sunday morning. Live across Australia, you got the Jimmy and Aisha. Morning, guys.
You fade that out or that fade down?
Yeah, I did. You always do this. Just get on with it.
No, I'm interested in to know what the song does.
Oh, really? You want to know?
No, I am, because I just feel like the fade out is such a... It's just musicians giving up. You know what I mean? They're sitting there going, how do we end this? I reckon if we just slowly walk away from the microphones.
Out the door.
Yeah.
Out the door of the studio.
That's how I imagine it. They're just like, got that big, big energy. Got that big, big energy.
Slowly moving their way out the door.
Just end it. Just go, ba-dum, tsh.
Big, big energy. Boom. That's it.
Every song
Hard
should
out,
have an ending.
We love that.
Stop the fade outs. Mm. But, I mean, that's why I ask. Is it you or the song? Because if it's the song... I've deleted off my iPod. It's gone. Nate, Australia has hit the lowest birth rate in over a decade.
Uh-huh.
None of that. No.
None of that. Stop laughing, babies, because you're not around. I love that.
This is according to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. Birth rates fell between 2007 and 2020 from 66 births per 100 people to 56 births per 100 people.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, it's just going down.
See, I thought the birth rate would go up because of all the COVID stuff. Didn't it go up?
So for the first, good question.
thanks so much.
It's cute, but I'm trying to do something, mate.
Yeah, well, who brought their baby in?
Yeah. Who's Ben?
Ex-Benny, did you bring that in?
Is this your baby?
Hey, guys.
Is that your baby?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, it's actually just Ben. Ben, do it again. Oh, Ben.
The first few months of COVID-19 pandemic saw the number of births go up because people were like, well,
I've got nothing else to do. Bit of romper stomper.
Yep. But then after that, they went, no.
Oh, we're over it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I get it. Now everyone's free. Everyone's doing anything else.
Yeah. Well, it's just a long, long way going down. Like, I'll show you. I'm going to just show Nate this Australian. He can sort of explain it. This is from 1937 to where we are today.
Whoa, wow. It has gone down, hasn't it?
So you can see there was the post-World War II baby boom.
Yeah. one of the great baby boomers.
The baby boomers.
Well, that's where they're from. Yeah, yeah, the baby boomers. Yeah.
And then just ever since then.
The slow decline.
And also you'll see at that peak, Nath, that peak of the mountain, that is when the contraceptive pill was introduced.
Ah, see, there you go. Before then you didn't really have, it was happening, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The roll of the dice.
Well, some people weren't, taking into account, but I don't know. Also, overpopulation. Thanos was trying to, do that. So.
You reckon Thanos is behind this?
I'm a Thanos guy. He had some good points.
Thanos was like, hey, that's enough. Stop. 131060, are you like Jim and myself? Are you a petty pusher? Jim, these are the people that push their petrol tanks right to the absolute limit. You and I have discussed this many, many times, and we feel like when it hits zero, you get at least 20Ks.
Yeah, give or take on the car, but I reckon around 20Ks is spot on there.
Yeah.
And I think now more than ever, with the price of petrol, you don't want to fill up a full tank.
No, of course not.
And then when it does get down to, the bare minimum, you want to squeeze all the juice out of the lemon.
If the light's on in my petrol tank, I'm in the sweet spot. You know what I mean? it comes on with 80Ks to go.
That's where I start to come alive.
It's exciting, isn't it? Something interesting.
When I'm driving along, listening to the radio, listening to Jimmy and Nath. Well, no, that doesn't make sense because I'd be on that. Anyway, I'm listening to our podcast. And then the fuel light comes on. Ding. Oh, no, that's it.
And then every 10 kilometres, you hear another ding.
I just drive in silence and I go, here we go. Let's squeeze this, baby.
It's game day, baby.
Yeah, game day, baby.
Stephanie from Brackenridge. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Steph, are you a petty pusher?
Yes, I am.
Okay, talk us through it, Steph. How bad are you?
One time I pushed the red light on my little fuel pump for 3 days.
3 days?
Yes.
Well done.
How far, Steph, do you reckon you got with 3 days?
Pretty far.
Yeah, pretty far.
Have you ever...
Surprisingly enough.
It's always surprising, isn't it, Steph, how far you actually get?
Yeah.
How often do you do this, Steph?
Well, one time I did break down.
We've been there, though. That's the risk. You got to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah, 100%. If you haven't broken down at least once or twice, you're not trying.
No.
Are you living?
Are you truly living if you haven't broken down?
You're living on the petrol edge? Probably not. Lockie, are you a petty pusher?
I am, mate.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. How bad are you? How much are you pushing it?
Mate, I'll push it till it's on empty, and then I'll go get the wife's car and drive over it.
Very good. Okay, so Locke, what car have you got, bro?
Mate, I've got a Honda CRX and she's got a Ford Territory, which I'm currently in.
Okay, so you're...
So where's your car, Lockie?
It's at home with no petrol.
Monica from the Sunny Coast. Monty, are you a petty pusher?
I absolutely am, yes.
How much are you pushing it, Mon?
So much. Like, with the car, I know nothing about cars. All I know is that light comes on, it's lying. My car is still fine to keep rolling.
It is.
How far do you reckon you can get after the light comes on, Monica?
Oh, I don't know. Pretty far. Like, it's kind of weird. I just keep going. It's never stopped on me, though.
So you've never broken down?
No. It's kept going. That's what I mean. It's an infinity tank.
Monica, no. My challenge, or the challenge from the Jimmy and A show this week... is to break down somewhere on the Central Coast.
I mean, my battery absolutely went on me.
Yeah, but we're not asking for battery pushes here. We're looking
battery bashes.
Battery bashes is next week.
Yeah.
All right, but actually, Mon, that's a good challenge. Mon, this is your... She's still going. Mon, I like that. This is your challenge. This week, you've got to try and break down from petrol, not battery related.
Oh, my challenge is to break down somewhere on Wyong Road.
Okay.
Yeah, Wyong Road. Guys, like, yay.
Give us a call next weekend. Give us an update or at night. I mean, we're on late nights, 9 to 11 p.m.
Okay.
I really hope that Monica calls back next week, though, and, producer Grace is back, and Monica, we haven't called, and Monica's like, hey, I just want to chat to the boys about breaking down.
Yeah, that's it. Are you guys going to come rescue me? Because I've broken down now.
We'll be on the air. We'll be on the air.
Sorry, Monica, we can't be busy.
That's right. Well, you can leave and then come fill up a tank.
Now I regret this challenge. Angela from Queensland. Hi, Ange.
Hi.
Ange, wrap things up for us. You're a petty pusher.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I feel like all the petty pushers are giggling.
Yeah, they know.
This is good. They know. How much are you pushing it, Ange?
Okay, I pushed it to the point that I had to roll into a petrol station, ask the lady that was there, please push me forward once you're finished. She would not do it. I was like, are you for real? Ask the people that were in her car to do it.
Yeah.
They were like, no, we've got to get to the airport. And I thought, well, I hope this happens to you one day.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't help you, Ange.
Give you a push.
Nah.
That's un-Australian.
I rolled in, but I had to roll in behind them, which, yeah, I had to wait my turn.
Oh, and then, you thought you would roll straight up to the Bowser.
I don't like this. I mean, no. If I could find them, slash
and
their tyres.
And the reason I didn't put fuel in the car is because every time I do, my boyfriend swaps cars and he gets the full tank.
Is that the bloke from earlier?
Yeah.
Dad Joke Sundays are here to stay. We can't wait to have a laugh with you. We do have Dad Joke Sundays, yeah.
Yes, Dad Joke Sundays. We do it each and every Sunday. Just give us a call, 131060, with a joke. We'd love for you to share it with the rest of Australia. It's just a good way to start your Sunday, to have a little bit of a hee-hee.
Bit of a ha-ha.
Eggs Benny.
And also, get this, if you give us a call and deliver a joke, you're going to score yourself an Amazon Echo smart speaker. As well, every joke that is told, except yours, Jim, you'll score one of these smart speakers.
Amazon gave me two. I'm doing okay.
You're
doing
all right. You're not gonna flush. Lie. You have one in every room.
They're sitting on my desk still. I haven't even unboxed.
Can I have one?
No.
No, you can't. Hey, you're going to tell a joke.
Well, you are the producer. Call, put yourself through. You're going to win an Alexa.
You're in charge of the phones, Eggs Benny.
Now, look, Nath, usually it's just me and you doing this.
Yes.
Because producer Grace, not in the wheelhouse of people I'm pitching jokes at.
No, she doesn't love a lot of the jokes, but you and I, we love them.
So I brought Eggs Benny in because I feel like he's really going to enjoy it. I feel like both of you enjoy this joke.
Yes.
But also, Nath, you know this. Eggs Benny, quite possibly best laugh of anyone we know.
Phenomenal. So you're in I think you got a phenomenal laugh.
Can you give us it?
On cue. So it's not. So you've got quite a few people here to potentially support. You've got myself.
Yeah.
You've got Eggs Benny, and also Alexa's here as well. So Alexa will hear your joke as well and decide on it.
But I'd love to get your reaction first.
Yeah.
Have a bit of banter about the joke, whether or not you like it. Then go to Alexa.
See what Alexa thinks. And normally Alexa loves your jokes. Mm. So
Didn't love the fart joke last week.
No, but I did.
Yeah. So. All right, I got two for you.
Okay.
All right. First one, very easy question answer. What's the best place in the house to hide from ghosts?
It's the best place in the house to hide from ghosts.
Not under the bed.
The bull. No, I don't know. What?
The living room.
Oh.
Good. Because they wouldn't be in there.
Oh, no. So it's obvious when you say it.
Because it's for living. Sorry, ghost. Get out.
It's a clever one. Alexa, what did you think?
Well done. Round of applause for that one.
She's happy.
This actually isn't a joke. This is just news.
Okay.
Just love to share with you guys. I don't know if you saw this week. A mummy was covered in chocolate and nuts. So a mummy, this was discovered in Egypt, by the way. Sorry.
Sure,
so
right.
Mummy was discovered in Egypt,
uh-huh.
Covered in chocolate, and they're just little nuts all over the outside of it. Did you guys?
No, I didn't read this in
didn't
the news.
Didn't see that in the news?
I missed it.
Missed my news circle.
Yeah.
Yes. Archaeologists believe it may be a Pharaoh Rocher.
Great. That's gold. Okay.
Phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
I believe it's a Pharaoh Rocher.
Oh, love a chunky joke. Alexa, what do you think?
I'd score that 10 out of 10 socks with sandals.
Whatever,
what does
Alexa.
That even mean? It's
just, she tried to do gear?
Alexa, this is my thing.
Dad Joke Sundays are here to stay. We can't wait to have a laugh with you. We do have Dad Joke Sundays, yeah.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Amazon Alexa, Jim. Stay organised just by asking Alexa. Set reminders, create lists, add calendar events and more. Find out more, amazon.com.au/Alexa. And we've even got Alexa here as well to listen to people's jokes. Josh, welcome to the show. We got you there, mate.
Yep, how you going?
We're good, bro. You got a dad joke for us for our Sunday morning?
I do.
Go ahead.
How do you tell the gender of an ant?
How do you tell the gender of an ant? I don't know, Josh.
If it sinks, it's a girl ant. If it floats, it's a boy ant.
Very good, Joshy. And Alexa, what do you think?
Here comes the rufflecopter.
It's good. It's a fun new way to do gender reveals.
with an ant. Guys, everyone get around the glass. All right, let's go to Matty from the Gold Coast. G'day, Matt.
Morning.
Morning, Matt. You got a dad joke for us?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
So, did you guys hear about the actress that got stabbed last night in America? Reese, what was her name?
Reese Witherspoon?
No, it was with a knife.
It's a classic. It's a good one.
You know, Matt, that was like the first ever joke I used to tell as a kid. My dad would take me to golf and I'd go up to like the other adults and I'd be like, you know, just try and be so serious. And she'd be like,
did you hear about that?
That honestly is probably in my top five jokes of 100%. All time. 100%. I love that joke.
Maddie, have you ever had somebody who didn't know the actress and so they didn't say it?
Yeah, I was like, come on, just... And I couldn't do it. It's hard. It's part of the delivery as well. You know?
It is.
Yeah.
You really need someone to do it.
Like the chicken who's Legally Blonde. Nicole Kidman?
No, the other one! Get on your mate. Oh, we've got to get Alexa's reaction. Alexa, what did you think?
That's more than a low. That's a troll low, 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 low.
There you go, Maddie.
It's the sound effects for me.
I'll take it. Well, he'll done, take Maddie. It. Well done, Maddie. All right, let's go to Summer. Summer from New South Wales. Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Hi, Summer. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What did one ocean say to the other?
What did one ocean say to the other? You got any idea, Jim?
No.
What do you got, Summer?
Nothing. They just waved.
I haven't heard that. It's very good.
Very good. Alexa, what did you think?
That's one for the Dad Joke Hall of Fame.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, of course you can.
What did one ocean say to the other? Atlantic?
H-A-H-A-H-A.
Alex liked that one too. thank you, Summer. All right, one more. Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Amber, you got a dad joke for us?
We do. Why don't they make bread and pickles in the same factory?
Why don't they make bread and pickles in the same factory? Why is that, Amber?
Because if they mix together, you'd get a dildo.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah, that's it. It's time for the show ratings. We rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. When I look back on the show, I just love having our friend Eggs Benny. Yeah, we paid our friend to come hang out.
Oh, yeah.
And I love being here.
Yeah. We love having you, mate. Well, you bring a good attitude.
If you need me next week... You know where I am.
We might need you this coming week.
We might need you. We
tomorrow
might need
night.
You tomorrow.
Yeah. Done.
Yes.
I'm in.
Produces sick. So, look, I mean, because of Eggs Benny, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 100%.
10 from me.
It's a 10 from you, too. Yep. 100% is a 10 from me as well. Purely because we're just a couple of mates hanging out, really.
And they call this work.
Yeah, I know. And we get paid for it. So.
Yeah, I know. Hope my bosses aren't listening going, well, not anymore.
You guys get paid?
Hey, you are getting an Amazon Smart Echo speaker.
No, not without a joke, you're not.
Nope.
Adios, Australia!